today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. By His name, Allah's name, we start at the night of Qadr. Salamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Rabbana ya Rabbana, Rabbana ya Rabbana, Rabbana ya Rabbana. Today, Tuesday, is the 20th of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. On the night of Qadr, we'll listen to chapter Al-Qadr from the Holy Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir
Rahim. In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr.
Indeed, we sent the Quran down during the night of decree.
Wama adraka ma laylatul qadr.
And what can make you know what is the night of decree?
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
The night of decree is better than 1,000 months.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر.
The angels and the spirit descend therein by permission of their Lord for every matter.
سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.
Peace it is until the emergence of dawn.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran. ما لنا
رب سوى. Why was the Quran descended on the night of Qadr? Since on the night of Qadr, the destiny of 1 year of ours is determined based on our worthiness, we should keep vigil the whole night and repent of our sins, practice self-perfection, and refer to Allah to gain more and better worthiness for His mercy. Yes, we should be aware of the moments that our fate forms and not spend the time in negligence and sleeping. As the Quran is a book of destiny and leads to the path of happiness and guidance for man, it should be sent down on the night of Qadr, the night of determining fates. What a nice connection there is between the Quran and the night of Qadr, and how meaningful their relation with each other is.
Ya Laylat al-Qadr, ya Fadla Barina, khayrun min al-Dahr.
About the importance of Laylatul Qadr, we can say it is a night of great blessing in which Allah showers His mercy upon those of His believers whom sincerely and faithfully love and obey His will. It is a night which is commonly associated with the revelation of the Holy Quran, but also has other meanings, which are all deeply rooted in Allah's attribute of Rahmaniyyah. From the verses of the Holy Quran, chapter 97, verses 1 to 6, we are made to understand that Laylatul Qadr literally means the night of decree or the night of power. It is a night which is of greater value than a thousand months. Thousand being the highest numerical figure in Arabic, and in which the angels descend upon the earth and help to breathe a new life into mankind. We also know from another place in the Holy Quran, chapter 44, verse 4, that it is a blessed night, Laylatul Mubarakah. The reward of the night is better than a thousand months.
Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Among the nights of Ramadan is one special night which is better than a thousand months. This is in Holy Quran, chapter 97, verse 3. Good deeds performed on that single night are equal to those performed over a thousand months. It is the night of power, that is Laylatul Qadr, when the Quran was revealed. Some commentators believe it was the night when the Quran was brought down from Baytul Ma'mur, heavenly abode for Jibreel to reveal in parts to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Others say it was the night when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the entire Quran but was asked to transmit it as and when the occasion demanded. Laylatul Qadr is a celebration to commemorate the arrival of the final guidance for humans. It is a tribute to the commencement of the message revealed to the mankind by their creator, a message which shows them the way to achieve happiness in both the worlds. Just as the arrival of a child is celebrated on its birth and then every year as a bringer of joy and fulfillment of the and fulfillment for the family, Laylatul Qadr is celebrated as a bringer of light and guidance for mankind. Unlike the birthday, which is celebrated with a feast of the senses, Laylatul Qadr includes a feast for the spirit, a feast of worship and prayers. Some hadith indicate that the fate of every believer, as I said earlier, for the coming year is decreed on this night. That is why the dua for this night ask for special favors. That is why the du'as for this night ask for special favors in the decree or for the year. Believers are encouraged to stay awake the entire night and pray for the blessings and forgiveness. It is the holiest night of the year, and it would be unwise to be heedless of the tremendous benefits of this night.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. You are listening to this program on the night of Qadr. It is mentioned that one of the incomprehensible rewards of Laylatul Qadr is that the night is better than a thousand months. If you realize the value of it, every act of righteous deeds and worship completed on this single night is rewarded with a minimum of at least 83 years of worship, which is equivalent to an entire lifetime. Such is a unique opportunity for us, when approached with sincerity, to gain grand forgiveness and mercy from Allah the Almighty. The Prophet said, whoever spends the night of Laylatul Qadr is prayer out of faith and in hopes for the reward, his previous sins will be forgiven. And now at this part, today's special suggests some tips for Laylatul Qadr. To-do list. This is one of them. Allah the Almighty wants us to strive in achieving something better for this life and the next. That is why the exact night of Qadr was not disclosed. Make a to-do checklist for each of the nights of Ramadan. Prioritize things from your list and define how you would like to do them. Avoid wasting time in unproductive chats and being your worship, focusing on nothing else that does not otherwise require your direct or immediate attention.
During Laylatul Qadr, the whole Quran would come down, the angels would descend. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. By the permission of their Lord, the angels come down. And they brought down the Quran, and they come down for another order of business. And that is also one of the great forms of God's mercy. And that is when the angels come down and they allow you to change your destiny. They allow you and they write down for you what has been destined for you. Allah says in the Quran, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. It is on Laylatul Qadr that you can shape your destiny. You can change the trajectory of your life. The angels come down and they review your actions. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin inna kunna mundhirin fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. On this night, everything is written. Fiha, in this night, Laylatul Qadr, everything is destined for you. It's the annual yearly review. You know, in a company, in a business, they do every year they do an annual review. This is the same with regards to our actions, with regards to our deeds, with regards to our future. What is ahead of us? It is on a night like Laylatul Qadr that your destiny will be destined for you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us two types of destiny. One is the written destiny, and that is the mahtoom. The thing that you will never be able to change. There are certain things in our lives we can't change. I can't change which family I was born in. I can't change the fact that I am going to die. However, there are other things that we can change based on our actions. We can change our own destiny. And this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the mercy of Allah, He allows us to change our destiny. For example, you can change the time of the death based on how you're living your lifestyle, based on what you're doing. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly when you will die, but He makes it conditional based on our actions. Allah says you could either live 30 years or you could live 15 years or you could live 3 years. You're the one who chooses based on the decisions that you make in life. And on Laylatul Qadr, those decisions are written down for us.
A inshallah, at this night, all of us will be forgiven by the Most High, the Most Forgiving. We ask Him to forgive us.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Wa tadarbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا ربي شكرا هديت قلبي.